God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. John chapter 3 verse 16. Not everybody loved Jesus as God loved the world. Jesus was crucified because he opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claims to be Christ a king. And he stirs up the people all over Judea by his teaching. Luke chapter 23 verse 2 and verse 5. Hi, my name is Logan Bannister and I'm here for a Bulldog podcast. The art piece I chose is called Crucifixion Plaque by an unknown artist. This was part of a diptych, which is an art piece that folds out like a book, most often part of a series like part 1 and part 2. This piece is carved into ivory in the late 1300s. The sculpture is portraying Jesus' crucifixion. Jesus is nailed to the cross with his hands pointing upward. Above each hand is an angel covering her eyes. Also, there is an angel perched on either side of his hands. Directly above Jesus' head is a crescent sun and moon, and under his arm on the left is a soldier kneeling and praying with the Virgin Mary, his mother. Two women are at her side just behind the soldier. On the right is a man holding a sponge soaked with vinegar up to Jesus. Behind him are St. John and two other Hebrew men. There's a chalice at the foot of the cross and three pointed arches above the cross. You may be wondering the purpose of the sponge soaked in vinegar. The vinegar was being used to mitigate the pain. A story from the Bible reads, "After this, Jesus, knowing that all law is now finished, said to fulfill the scripture, 'I thirst.' A bowl full of vinegar stood there, so they put a sponge full of the vinegar on the hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the vinegar, he said, 'It is finished,' and he bowed his head and gave up his spirit." This sculpture contains many other things that made me think there could be a deeper meaning. In all the other crucifixion art pieces that I have seen besides this one, Jesus' hands have been pointed outward while nailed to the cross. In this piece, the artist has Jesus' hands pointed toward the sky. Is he pointing toward his next arrival up in the heavens? Or did the artist do this in order to convey, "Stay calm, everything will be better now"? Another question of mine is, why are the angels above Jesus' hands hiding their eyes? Are they hiding them so they don't have to watch Jesus suffer? Shouldn't they be rejoicing that everyone will be freed from sin? What do the sun and moon above Jesus' head symbolize? Do they symbolize the good and evil that come from this deed? The evil of killing God's son, but the good in saving everyone from sin? What's the other side of the diptych, the other side of the story? Is this the end, or is it just the beginning?